Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America party book. God bless all you Christians out there who are on the run. Yes, the devil has taken over the country. Two horns Obama and his big tail. Yes, we're in trouble, folks. We're all off the fat lady's burqa. So, what did we learn today? We learned a couple of things that slipped through the cracks. Thought I'd share them with you. One is the Russians are starting to occupy islands off of Alaska, but they say that's been going on for years. Henry Kissinger tried to give them the islands, and so did another rat. Yeah, we're being sold out, man. We elected these people, they put them in office, and they sold us out. We're slaves today. We're tax-paying slaves. You don't have a cotton field to pick cotton, but you've got to send your money to the massa. And if they don't send enough money to the massa will take your house away. He will take your little sharecropping farm away. And everybody is a sharecropper today, whether you live in the big city or you're out in the fields. So that's one issue with the Russians. And then the saddest one of all that breaks my heart. Oh, how I loved JFK. Oh, the Pope was coming to rule. Everything was going my way. The first Irish Catholic president. Oh, man. He was the president of the young. the high school graduates, the college graduates, the kids that were just entering the work field, the workforce. And he told them, we are going to be rich. And he meant it. And he said, we're going to the moon. And I can remember being in Erlangen, Germany, on a parade field with the 4th Armored Division at night, watching Sputnik go over and the Russians going, F you, we're the world leaders now. Because he who rules space rules the world, folks, in case you didn't know it. And if you don't believe me, go watch World War II and see whose planes ruled the world. Yes, I remember D-Day. The sky was blackened with American planes, thousands of them flying over to bomb the hell out of the Germans. Yes, that's right. We were the greatest imperial, well, not imperial, because Americans are not imperial. That's the last thing Americans are. As a matter of fact, there would be less little guys in the world if it wasn't for Americans, because Americans are the champion of the little guy. Just go back to when the Russians completely encircled Berlin and were prepared to starve the Berliners to death. Yes, because Stalin likes killing people. He killed, 60 million? That was his own. Yeah. He killed, 12 million Ukrainians? He starved them out? Yes, communism is a wonderful thing if you're the top communist. If you're any other rank, you're dead men walking. He even put Georgi Zhukov, the hero of the Soviet fighting in World War II. He put him in jail. He put him in prison. He put sent Molotov's wife to a concentration camp because she was Jewish. And the New York Times said, communism is good. Just look at Joseph Stalin and Fidel Castro. The New York Times called Fidel Castro the George Washington of Cuba. Yes, the New York Times has been betraying the United States since it was spawned. Yes, Walter Duranty, who was their editor in communism, covered up the murder of 10 to 12 million Ukrainians, starvation. Starvation. Ukraine was the breadbasket of Russia. Farmers that thought they owned the little bit of land that they had farmed it to the max. And they had surpluses of wheat and cattle and pigs and corn. Anything you wanted in food, you could get in from the Ukraine. And they were feeding the Russian economy. And Stalin said to them, we're taking your land, just like Obama is doing now. Eminent domain. When that word comes up, it should be destroyed, and the people that introduced it should be destroyed. Under no circumstances should eminent domain be a tactic of the Communist Party. So, having said that, Stalin decided he took the land. So the farmer said, if you're taking the land, we're not going to farm it anymore. And Stalin said, it's okay. It doesn't matter because you're all going to be dead very shortly. And what he did is he raided their farms and he took everything that was theirs to eat. He took their cattle. He took their grain. He left them with nothing. And then he cordoned off the area with the help of Lavrenti Beria. Lavrenti Beria, who used to rape a little high school girls on weekends. And when he was finished with them, he threw them out in the street, and a bodyguard would give them a bouquet of flowers. Nice guy, huh? Yeah. And that's the mindset behind communism, my friends. And it's practiced all over the world. So, what happened? Ukrainians were starved out, and they were forced to eat their children. And if you Google images of Ukrainian starvation, you will see pictures of Ukrainians eating their children. keeping their bodies in the house for future food. The children who starved first. And you know how that goes when there's starvation. They let the weakest go because the weakest can't survive. It's not a pretty thing. But that's what you're up against when you're fighting communists. And just because you're big, fat, and lazy now and never served your country, that doesn't mean you won't be executed as a big, fat, lazy capitalist. Yes. Look what the communists did in Cambodia. If you had marks on your nose that you might have worn eyeglasses which labeled you an intellectual, you got your head crushed with a sledgehammer. The entire city of Phnom Penh was marched into the Cambodian jungle and slaughtered over a million. And we did nothing because we're part of the domino system. Oh, the communists told us there's no such thing as a domino system. No. And, of course, the New York Times swore to it, and so everybody believed it. Yep. Burma did not fare much better, and they lost a lot of people. Cambodia lost at least a million people, probably 2 million. I had a customer who was from Cambodia, and just to give you an idea, and he loves this country, man. You say America to him, he'll tap dance for a half an hour. I love this country, Mr. Tom. It gave me a house. It gave me a car. It gave me this. It gave me safety. Do you know to this day, when that man comes home from work, he walks around his house before he goes in it, out of fear that communists are in there waiting to kill him. How's that? How's that? I haven't heard that since I was a young kid running into the hallway of my apartment building, and Jewish refugees who lived on the ground floor facing the door. Every time that door opened, their peek hole opened to see who was coming in. That is, what do you call that? That's like an instinctive reaction that is triggered by fear and intimidation. You never want to live like that, but you know what? You may get that experience, or your children may, if you don't get rid of this communist in the White House. I don't think we can wait 2 more years. I do not think we can wait 2 more years. Now, the Vaughn family, who lost, I believe, lost their son, who was a member of SEAL Team 6. I'm guessing. I sort of remember because I had a list of all the names. As a matter of fact, on YouTube, I put up SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. And there's a picture of every one of those guys who died in an accident, in a combat accident that never should have happened. Now, what was the scenario there? The scenario there was they knew that the Taliban had set up in a building with RPGs. But they weren't allowed to fire on the building because there might be children in there. So the helicopter went in without the area being strafed. And the helicopter took an RPG. And then all their bodies were cremated and the black box was never found. And just before the helicopter took off, 7 Afghanis were taken off and replaced by 7 other Afghanis. What is that all about? Was it an RPG or was there a firefight on the helicopter? But what we do know is that President Cover-Up and his communist press never let the truth be known. And the black boxes disappeared. It seems like when there's evidence of incrimination, like college grades, social security numbers, driver's license from 1897 that belongs to Obama, from Connecticut, yeah, all that information disappears. like all of the IRS articles of incrimination. Let us go back to the real world, and we'll give you a little musica, being that you've been listening to me. Huckleberry Chubby Checker, Hucklebuck. Want to do the Hucklebuck? Stop the music. Something just came to mind. One of the other things that I was surprised to learn today was an interview with, and I can't remember his name, but he used to be the head of the CIA, and his last name starts with a C, I believe. And he was interviewed, I think he was interviewed by Gretchen on Fox. And what did he say? He said something about Obama that I couldn't believe he said. And now it slips my mind because I'm fast-forwarding to an Al Jazeera interview of a gentleman named Totten, Mike Totten. Mike Totten was an email friend, a fellow correspondent and journalist of the Jewish fella who was beheaded, Soloff, who was beheaded right after Jim Foley. And he said that ISIS was defeated by George Bush. When George Bush was in Iraq, twice he fought them in Fallujah. And that ISIS used to be called Al-Qaeda, and they changed their name to ISIS. So when the communists tell you that Bush didn't have to go to Iraq, well, he went there, and he ended up fighting the people that we're going back to fight. Obama thinks he's not going, but ISIS has other plans for Obama. And we all know tonight that we're missing 11 Libyan passenger jets. 11. And let's see, 11. It was either 11 or 12. And that MH-170 from Indonesia, Malaysia, might be out there too. We haven't found that one yet. So maybe the Pashtun in Pakistan, maybe they're borrowing a few nukes that Iran will pay back later when they get their nuclear capability up and running. Maybe they got 12 nukes on 12 planes, plus the super nuke on the MH-170. You never know, man. You never know. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you something. Right after 9-1-1, I wrote at the Port Authority with suggestions, you know, for making sure that no other hijackings take place. And I gave them a scenario of what could happen on a Sunday night when everybody's guard is down, and a busload of terrorists that goes to an airport and takes over the entire airport. You don't think that's not possible? You know what you got to do? You got to go to the airport early in the morning when they're loading the plane from the caterers, and you see that big silver box going up on the telescopic dock. And they push that big silver box, which is supposed to hold food, into the body of the plane. And then ask yourself, who's checking out at the caterers? Yeah. Oh, we got it all covered. Yeah, that's why you're taking your shoes off. Wait till you have to take your shoes off at a 7-Eleven. So guess what happened? I sent my suggestion in. And I got a phone call from the Port Authority. They wanted to come see me and talk to me. And they asked me questions like, are you okay? Yeah, have you ever had any gripes against the United States government? I said, fellas, I'm not the terrorist. I'm warning you about it, the terrorist scenario. I'm just looking out for you so you don't have to make up stories in the press and have the Democrats come out and cover you. Yeah, so what happened? My scenario was, you know, all of those jets are all fueled up and ready to go. So all they got to do is come off with 12, 20, 30 pilots, one-way pilots, right out of a metropolitan area, fly those planes out and go as far as they can go. They could even go to Kansas City. Yeah, but that'll never happen. As sure as the World Trade Center is still standing, or as I call them, the Clinton Towers. So what happened? We got the 12 Libyan jets. They took over an airport. My, my. Did they steal my idea? I don't think so. I think, you know, that's a pretty easy scenario if somebody is planning to hurt you to figure out. Okay, we'll go back to the Hucklebuck. In a conversation the other day, I learned something I didn't know. I don't know much about showbiz or how it works. All I know is they hurt the country a lot with the crap that they put out. You can't get a decent movie. I saw a movie on vacation that was great. It was with Robert Mitchum and Vera Miles. And now I can't remember the name of it. What was it? It was about Ireland, and it was about a small town. And it was well played. Some of the old ones are real good. What I learned that I didn't know was, you know, the show Sopranos. That was a super hit. Everybody watched the Sopranos. I didn't know that most of the cast did not make any real money. because they were no-name actors when they signed on, and that HBO made the lion's share of the bucks, and it wasn't until the very end that they started to make some money. How's that? Isn't that nice? You know, HBO made like maybe $500 million on them. That's what happened to He's Not Heavy, He's My Brother. Yeah. Oh, but if communism took over, well, they'd still be making nothing. Yeah, there's a joke about two communists eating in a restaurant, and one communist says to the other one, "You know, comrade, before the great and glorious revolution, I was peasant. I lived in a mud hut. And you, a great nobleman, you lived in a palace. But you know, comrade, now after the great and glorious revolution, we both live in mud huts." Guy keeps eating. "You know, comrade, before the great and glorious revolution, I was peasant. I drank water and I ate black bread. And you, comrade, you were a nobleman. You ate caviar and drank vodka. Now after the great and glorious revolution, we both drink water and eat black bread." So they finished eating the meal and they go outside. He goes, "You know, comrade," they go outside to the alleyway to relieve themselves. And they come out of the alley and the peasant says, "You know, comrade," he's now communist, "you know, comrade, before the great and glorious revolution, I was peasant, ate only black bread and drank water, and you lived in a mud hut, and you lived in a palace, you had the chickies running around, you drank champagne and caviar. Now we are communists, we are one and the same. But tell me something, comrade, how come when I whiz, there is noise? And when you whiz, there is no noise?" He says, "That's because I'm whizzing on your coat, peasant." Okay, here is a blog from a guy named Terry Cornell, and it's in regard to Senator Coburn, who says, "Let's change the Constitution." Of course, the consensus of opinion by normal Americans is, "Don't touch it, you people have effed up enough. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. It's a sacred document. It's almost from God. Get your dirty hands off of it." So this is what Terry Cornell said. "I see a number of things that could be changed, starting with term limits for Congress." I'm for that. That's in my book. "One term per termite. And then take away the president's ability to write executive orders." I'll buy that. Without them being approved by Congress. He shouldn't be allowed to do anything that's not approved by Congress and the Catholic Church. don't get your gun. I'm only kidding, man. It is Congress's job to make laws, not the president. "I would also make it possible for Congress and the federal government to opt out of the laws that Congress makes. If it is good enough for the common people of this country, it should be good enough for the feds and Congress." So I guess he's talking about like health care, where they're getting something super. They're getting the Cadillac insurance plan. I'm thinking of a joke as I'm telling you. I've been accused of, I'm not listening to conversations, but thinking of jokes when people talk. And the joke that I just thought about when we were talking insurance was, a guy was on a tour of a hospital, and he was going to be in charge of the hospital, so they gave him the cook's tour. And he went past, one guy who was in a bed, and he was sticking his fingers down his throat and throwing up. And the guy says, "Why is he doing that?" He says, "Well, he's got water on the brain, and that's how we relieve it." And They went. So they said, okay. So they will go past another room, and a beautiful nurse is making love to a patient. And the guy looks and goes, what's that all about? And he goes, well, you know the guy in the first room that was sticking his fingers down his throat? He had water on the brain? Yeah, yeah. Well, this guy has water on the brain, but he's got better coverage. Okay, so let me see what my friend said here. I would also make it impossible for Congress and the federal government to opt out of laws that Congress makes. If it is good enough for the common people of this country, it should be good enough for the feds in Congress. Lastly, senators and representatives are sent to Congress to represent their state to the federal government. Therefore, the states should pay the paycheck of the people that represent them. That way, Congress would not have control over its own pay. Oh, one more thing. Do away with the illegal 14th Amendment to the Constitution that makes the feds less powerful than the sovereign states, and make the feds less powerful than the sovereign states. We're in trouble. We have a country in flux. The stock market is doing great, but America's people are going backwards. So, hallelujah. And I'm a big capitalist. If you're an American company, I wish you all the success in the world. But if you get involved in politics and take the side of the communists, I will put you out of business. And I will do it by going into business. I won't seize your assets. I will kick your assets. Okay, so having said that, we'll jump back for a tune. The monitor's going to sleep. And I'm trying to wake it up. And, oh, what can we do here? I'll be seeing you. That's a Sniper song. You ever hear that song? I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. Ah, here's one of my favorites, an old Del Vikings song. Del Vikings were a rock and roll, a doo-wop group. They were all in the U.S. Air Force, and they got together and formed a group, and they sang songs like Church Bells May Ring, and they had a couple of other hits. And this is one that wasn't really a big hit, but it's a big hit with me. I love it. I love it.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any
we could see You know, Fox Business, they come out there and they give you all of the big trades of the day and how the market is doing. And they have all these experts on, and some of them are very good. And they'll tell you how, you know, stocks being traded in the German stock exchange and the Japanese stock exchange. And they'll tell you that Burger King is moving its Proud Burger up to Canada to save tax money, and Obama calls them un-American. Let me tell you, if this country could get out of paying taxes, we'd all be un-American. And we should be able to pay 80% less taxes and do with 80% less government. But I would like to see Fox, the business network, have a segment for people who buy lottery tickets, you know, those investors, the dollar investors, with penny stocks. Maybe they could put their heads together and put together a program where Fox viewers could invest in a some sort of a function that would allow them to invest little dollars, you know, maybe a dollar or $2, and have a report every night on how that fund is doing. Wouldn't that be something? I wonder how many viewers you'd get. And how hard is it to pick penny stocks as winners? And then you find out how good they really are. There's a race going on in North Carolina. I'm afraid the Carolinas are once the backbone of America, are slipping and sliding with bad representatives. I don't trust. They love Lindsey Graham down in South Carolina. I've been told by one South Carolinian that I met. They say he's the greatest. I don't like him. I think he's a snake in the grass, as the nuns used to call the guys that were getting in trouble. He's a snake in the grass. I saw him once bragging about how he would make an example out of a private in a combat zone if they broke the rules, and I didn't like it. And it always stuck with me. Up on the site tonight, I put a picture of Lindsey Graham with two communists, Chuck Schumer and Leaky Leahy from the communist state of Vermont. You can't call my state communist. Oh, yeah? Where are the Green Mountain Boys? They moved out a long time ago. You guys haven't done anything to serve this country since Ethan Allen kicked in the front door of Fort Ticonderoga and told the British to surrender in the name of the great Jehovah. Yeah, get your act together, Vermont, and stop turning that maple syrup red up there and get rid of those communists you're sending down to Washington. Well, having said that, Kay Hagan in North Carolina. Oh, we do pray for Texas, man. We see Texas, the communists are trying to get in there. They're trying to undermine Texas. And you know what the saying in America is tonight? When Texas goes, the country goes. And you know what the saying used to be? When General Motors goes, the country goes. And General Motors has come and gone. They're back subsidized with your tax money. But they are not a surviving company. You know why? Because they robbed the people that invested in it and took their money and divided it amongst themselves and then resurrected with more government money. So there's a bad karma waiting for General Motors. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, being a mainstream American. Oh, that's one thing I caught today. I caught Mike Savage comparing right-wingers to the Ku Klux Klan. When I heard that, he turned me right off. He's also a big fan of Putin, and he's telling us we don't have to worry about the Russians. I don't know. When I look at pictures of the Middle East and those guys are cutting throats and celebrating and shooting their guns in the air, they've all got Russian guns. So somebody's making money on oil revenue that we're paying the taxes on. Isn't it time we drilled, baby, drilled? Oh, no, that was like a slogan. America got all charged up. They were going to drill, baby, drill for 2 weeks. And then the media took it right off the front page, and they buried it like they buried the 2,200 dead Americans that have come home from Afghanistan. Oh, you don't know about that. Oh, you know why you don't know about it? They classified them as NATO troops to be identified later, and they later never came. It's like hanging up the phone on four guys on a rooftop in Benghazi, and we still don't know who the one guy was that survived, that wasn't wounded. We don't even know his name, and nobody's ever interviewed him. And you know who's never been interviewed? Stanley McChrystal, the commander of all forces in Afghanistan, who was kicked out because somebody made fun of Joe Biden. A bully. Somebody bullied Joe Biden. And under that pretense, they relieved a fighting combat commander who should be president of the United States, because we're going to need him to dig the graves of all the Americans that are going to die in the first nuclear attack on the United States. And we're not ready for it. We were more ready for it in the 50s. And if you don't think it's coming, you just ask the 15th century people what happened when the bow and arrow got replaced by gunpowder. Okay, so Kay Hagan is the Communist Party's candidate, and she's running for the state of North Carolina. And Thom Tillis is in a dead heat with her, and he is running on the Republican ticket. Okay, if there was a strong conservative that could match Thom Tillis, I would be voting for the strong conservative, because I'm mainstream American. And all you right-wingers out there, so unfairly labeled, you remind those people that you are mainstream American. There's no such thing as right-wing. The communists created that illusion. And if they call you a McCarthyite, call them a Rosenberg. Don't let them hit you with a label without you smacking them in the puss with a label back. Label back! Okay, so we got to support the Republican candidate against Kay Hagan, because the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. You don't believe that. Yeah, I know what kind of guy you are. You believe if you pack a suitcase and you leave it on the train station, the man in the Nazi uniform will tell you you're going to get it when you arrive at the camp. You don't believe that's you, right? And you won't believe that's you when you're on an airplane talking to, debating a Khalid the Virgin counter on your knees, steeped in blood, pilot blood, at the cockpit door. And Khalid will tell you, shh, shh, stop your crying. We're going back to the airport through two buildings. Yeah, you're in trouble, man. You sold out your country. You never served it, and now you want a piece of the gravy. You want a piece of the action. Okay, so having said that, where are we? Is it time for another tune, Doctor? You want to do something that's cheery? You want to be a wild rover? We may all be in Ireland. Yeah. My father was there. I've come for my land.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold Cape Cod. We were sailing away with the cargo bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. With an elegant craft, she was rigged for and aft. How the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee.
There was Hogan from County Tyrone.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of work,
and the chap from Westmead named Malone.
The slumber of Tula was drunk as a rule, and fighting for Tracy from Dover. And young man Mick McCann from the banks of the Fan was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
bought the best Sligo rag. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of old Nanny Goat's tails. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs. 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sight of our blind horses hide in the hold of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost away in a fog.
Big fog!
And the whale of the crew was reduced down to 2. 'Twas myself and the captain's old dog.
Big dog!
Well, the ship struck the rocks.
Okay, we're going to tell you about the biggest terrorist in the world. The biggest terrorist is Rasputin, and Obama gave him his job. The biggest terrorist is Rasputin, and Obama gave him his job. The same KGB agent that Michael Snowden, the media traitor, reports to. Obama pulled the defense missiles from Poland and Czechoslovakia and gave Rasputin the okay to seize Europe. Already Paris is getting ready to change the balcony flags again to the hammer and sickle. Europe is gone. Obama sold it out. When he sent back the bust of Churchill, he declared communist jihad on Europe. Putin can't wait until his troops rape 2 million more German women again. When Stalin gave the order to invade Berlin, he told his troops no Russian would be charged for any crime committed against any German. He also said the only innocent German is the unborn, and Democrats kill them in the USA at the rate of 4,700 a day. Ukraine is finished, and no one will help them. The only difference between a Nazi socialist, a Soviet socialist, and a Democrat socialist is the accent. Obama has deliberately lost the entire Middle East and the ex-Soviet slave countries. Putin is threatening nuclear war, and the West pretends he didn't mean it. There is no difference between Putin and Ali Baghdadi. Both are brutal bastards. As Putin creates new weapons of war, Obama is destroying the military. The Department of Justice now runs a broken-down military. Dempsey, the general who's in charge, spends more time on basketball courts in D.C. than in the war zone, where he belongs. If you call Bush incapable, you do realize, with all his shortcomings, he was pro-American and surrounded himself with extremely capable advisors. Obama has nobody, maybe Jeffrey Tunemelt from GE. And name one Irishman who ever turned Muslim. Obama has one. And that guy will get us all killed. If I say Brennan of the Caliphate, I throw up. Party on, America. As we go to the bunkers soon, you will have to remove your shoes to get into Burger King. Mothers are already telling their children, you better behave or Obama Putin will get you. Putin is reported to have called Obama a monkey with a hand grenade, compared to Putin the ape with the missile. Look around at every jihad rally. All the weapons are communist China and Russia. Every time the jihadis celebrate, the Russian order takers for bullets have their pads out. Gunpowder is obsolete and nukes are in. 911 is coming up in 8 days. Are you ready? How many speeches have been pre-written about the losses we will experience? Can you say Benghazi blood clots? Our two greatest weaknesses in the useless of A is intelligence back to 41 and the ability to negotiate. Do you think Kerry is going to build a coalition of the willing. Would you join? And to all the boys at MIT, the fate of your country rests with you. If you do not bring us forward technologically wise, we are going to be in trouble. So the burden of patriotism is heavily on your shoulders. You're our key to keep our technological advances going forward. Your country is counting on you. He who rules space rules the world. Today, NASA is a museum. Obama pays the Russians to give us rides. And I just told you we're buying jet engines, rocket engines from the Russians. Is the party of death the party of JFK, who took us to the moon? How weak we are not to worry. How weak we are. Not to worry. Wheat sales are taxable, soon to be our entire economy. How about McChrystal for president? He has all the fixings, can handle the upcoming war. To all the war weary who don't... Oh, by the way, if you think that the volunteer army is going to be around when it's your turn to fight, they're going to be around to train you, because the draft is going to have to come back. The next war is going to require at least 20 million men. Men. And a couple of chicks. You have no idea. Oh, yeah. To all the war-weary who don't understand World War III, you have no idea what war-weary is. Get rid of that communist slogan, blood and treasure. I hate anybody who uses that slogan. I hate any news announcer that says the words blood and treasure. Get it out of your lexicon. Pretend it's caps. And you know what the penalty for caps is. Yeah. The only national treasure is the one a Gold Star mother just got for her child. That's right. He died on the battlefield at whatever age. That mother doesn't see that age. She sees the boy that she breastfed. She sees the girl that she nursed. That's what she sees. She sees an everlasting memory. And now she has to wait a lifetime before she sees that child again. Do you know the body count in Afghanistan? The cover-up media won't tell you. Just like they classified the three Obama, Clinton and Panetta killed in Benghazi as three others. I am sure the mothers of Sean Smith, Ty Woods, and Glenn Doherty don't appreciate the term three others. Why are they not teaching their bravery when they ignored orders not to help the trapped Americans? Why aren't they teaching that American courage in communist core schools? Paid for by Christian taxpayers who aren't allowed to talk about God. They have to go and find more money to teach their children in God and country schools. By November, if the Senate is still in the hands of the Communist Party, we will be the Looney Tune ending, and that's all, folks. YouTube, save the kids, Abu Tam. YouTube, Benghazi and SEAL Team 6, Abu Tam. YouTube, 911, Danny Boy, Abu Tam. You might as well check it out. Check out 911, Danny Boy. Did you ever see what those people look like that jumped off of buildings? Did you ever see any of that? Let's face it, what are we coming up on? 2001, 13 years. A 13-year-old today does not know about 911, unless his parents taught him. He definitely isn't going to hear it in communist cucumber school. Okay, we're going to give you the impossible dream.
To dream. Impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. No sine, I'm in heaven when I see the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the
That tune was from Man of La Mancha. Here's the intro to that. Listen to the words.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de La Mancha.
Hear me now, O the bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And the knight with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet for thee. Shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory I go.
I, Sancho, yes, I, Sancho, I follow my demons and wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
How come when they show these innocent victims of shootings by police that they always show the cap and gown pictures? They never show the pictures of what they really look like the night that they invited death to come to their door. Did you see the pictures of Michael Brown? Was that his name, Michael Brown? Did you see his picture when he was... Thrashing that little Indian man around, that little Indian man who was afraid for his life and wanted to go home. He wished he could have closed the store a little bit earlier. Huh? No. And what were they stealing? Cigars to do dope. Yeah. Oh, you can't. It's alleged. Yeah, everything's alleged except the cop that fought for his life. Yeah, that's not alleged. The cop is a criminal, and the criminal is a good guy. Yeah, we'll all wait on that one. Well, what's this news? Joan Rivers' condition is improving. Oh, very good. So she's no longer in intensive care. That's a good sign. She'll get a lot of attention now. Oh, no, you male chauvinist pig. Yeah, well, she will. She's going to be on all the talk shows. How was it? You were so close to death, Joan. And if she was, she'll have a great experience to share with the people. Maybe she'll even plug God. Who knows? You know, there are some Hollywood people that plug God, you know, like Mel Gibson. And you see what they did to him. Huh? They took him out drinking one night and got this. They Stanley McChrystalized him. Unbelievable, man. Hollywood is evil. They even destroy their own. Get her up there. Get her a lot of attention. Get her the drugs that she needs. Keep her going. That's it. And, she hit the skids. Get rid of her. Next. It's no business like show business. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, here's one. ABC, always be communist. CBS, the communist... a broadcasting system, and NBC, nothing but communism, have been schooled on covering the IRS scandal. And that's from the Tea Party organization, the only party that loves America. And we love everybody. We love them big and tall. Bless them all. Bless them all. The long and the short and the tall. Yeah. Oh, you can't say that. You can't say short anymore. Can't say tall. You're a bully. Well, let's see. They got this headline here. We're up against the Obama regime with sinister motives. The deadlines to change the course of history are closing in. Over the past few months, we were strong. Oh, read the latest. Here it is on the IRS scandal and how the communist news networks are being schooled. They have a picture of the Internal Revenue Service building. See, it's a building that did it to you. It's not the little rats running around inside. Unlike her colleagues at the Big Three networks, investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson on Tuesday night actually dug into the finer points behind the big bombshells revealed in the IRS scandal this week. Invited on Fox Business Network's Lou Dobbs tonight to discuss the revelations of a Department of Justice lawyer confirming the existence of Lois Lerner's missing emails and the IRS's destruction of her BlackBerry. Stories the networks through Wednesday morning have yet to touch. Atkinson also did a great job of explaining the conflict of interest going on at the DOJ. I got to tell you, the FBI to me is a wash. I'm sorry, guys. I grew up admiring the FBI, wanted to be an FBI agent. Me and Elvis. Yep. I don't see you doing anything. I'm sorry, guys. 2 weeks after Benghazi, you go and look around, drive around the block. A CNN reporter the next day had information. And you know how bad CNN is. So you guys look like... Laying down the trail of breadcrumbs for any network reporter to follow, Atkinson told Dobbs that at the same time the DOJ was defending the IRS in court in the civil case with Judicial Watch, it was also investigating the IRS. So at the time it's supposed to conduct a fair and impartial investigation on the one hand, it is defending the IRS in court on the other hand on the missing document cases. I think there's a conflict of interest here, and we can't even get them to appoint a what? Independent counsel? Oh, they had one for Nixon. Oh, that tricky dick. Yeah, he sold me a car. And had no wheels. Not only have the networks not examined the conflict of interest case at the DOJ, they haven't even bothered to report on the big revelations in the IRS scandal this week. On Monday, Judicial Watch's president, Tom Fitton, told Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream that a Justice Department attorney told them the missing Lois Lerner emails do exist. I got to tell you, the dog that ate my homework story, it don't work. It didn't work in grammar school. On that same day, it was also revealed that the IRS had destroyed Lerner's BlackBerry. I wonder if they brought it into the holder's office and he hit it with the sledgehammer like he did to those people in Cambodia. Yeah. Big Three network coverage of these stunning developments through Wednesday morning, 0 seconds. Oh, whatever that means. Let's see. Okay, so we know. And they're doing the whole interview here. We haven't got time for that. We got to play some music. We're going to do Oye Como Va with a marching band. Okay, we're back. You want to hear what the fan said about the IRS? Guy named Virgil says, sad that those that do not accept responsibility for what they do and do not support honor in their life and others' lives seems to always vote a Democrat, the party of death, I call it. How many, they are the party of death. They killed God at the convention. They kill kids, the rate of 4,700 a day, and they support it with tax money, the murder of children, your tax money, because they're sitting on top of the treasury and they reach in all day long. It belongs to them, not to you. They vote to burn the flag. They vote to sell dope for tax money. What more can these people do to hurt the country? And back to Virgil here, how many Democrat elects support honor in the public forum? It would not get them votes, so they do not. We are so used to cover-ups by Democrats, and it seems every month another appears, honor is hard to find and hard to support. So, voters, why not support it to save our America? You know the difference between a lying a Democrat and a lying a Republican when they both get caught stealing? The Republican says, I did not do it. The Democrat says, you can't prove it. Roger Lindsay says, how about some jail time for them to think about it? One of my closest relatives says that the politicians should get 4 years in office followed by 4 years in jail. Liberal Democrats never had any honor. The word liberal is passé, my friend. Liberal, progressive, they have gone to the vocabulary dung heap. The new blasé word is substitute for liberal and progressive, communist. They never had any honor. They think honor is a sign of weakness. The Italians have a great slogan, great saying. And you know what it is? Never misinterpret kindness for weakness. You think about that one. And they have no business running the country. They would be better off as cheap car salesmen. They're all sociopaths looking out for their very own. As far as I'm concerned, they're all a pack of rabid dogs. And then C.D. Lambert says, more like a pack of rabid rats. The whole bunch are so dirty they stink. No conscience, no ethics, no honor. ABC, CBS, NBC are all guilty of conspiracy. That's why I watch Al Jazeera, because I know they want to kill me. Yeah, no, I want to keep an eye on them. And they're playing the race card. Al Jazeera's playing the race card, which cracks me up because they play the race card. They don't play the race card in Qatar. They just let the Bangladeshis die out in the 110-degree heat. And would they kill 4,200 of them? Building some construction job, ship the bodies back home. Thank you very much. Yeah, they all look good in their white dish dashes like they're clean. Yeah. Failure to report a crime that they have knowledge of. Oh, that's the worst one. What's the lowest rung in hell reserved for, according to Dante, in the Divine Comedy? Yes, Dante says the lowest rung in hell is reserved for those who betray a trust. Must be packed with lawyers. Yeah. Kevin O'Malley says, doesn't seem to matter to the fact, free Ed Decker, that what he is saying is totally false. I don't know what that means, Kev, but if you're not on the side of the angels, you're disowned as a lawnsman. Holder in the Department of Justice is like a fox in a hen house. Okay, it's ridiculous. My son-in-law says all emails, even though they are deleted, are always able to bring back if you have a technologist with any sense at all. Yeah, but not when you take the hard drive out and you smash it with a Eric Holder's a sledgehammer, or shoot it with one of the guns that Eric Holder sold to the Mexican narco-terrorists who are now working with ISIS. Yeah. So those guns didn't go to those narco-terrorists. Those guns were being held in reserve for ISIS. Oh, man. You know where else they had tunnels from Mexico? You know, like they had Mexico to the border to the U.S. You know where else they had tunnels like that? They had them in Gaza to Israel. And you want to know something? If you go back and look at the design of the tunnels, they're the same. They got the same arch. It's amazing. It must be one pattern. Yeah, maybe they were Palestinians digging those tunnels down there. Give us Americans a break. We know what the IRS and Lois Lerner did, ordered by the White House. God bless America. Amen. I hope that's not going to be your final words. Why is Obama still... I ain't going there, man. I ain't going there. Good old Chicago politics. You got everyone except Al Capone in Obama's cabinet. You know what? I say this. This guy is right. I say this all the time. The government is not as efficient as the mafia, but they use the same tactics. If you were under the mafia right now, you'd be taking more pay home in your pocket. These guys, you know what happened in New York? The mafia was taking the horse betting money since the Camorra got 10% when they first got off the boat, the Black Hand. They have been in the horse racing business. They always made a bundle. So along comes the government, puts them out of business, and declares the government is going to make all the action on the horse racing. So they called it, what did they call it? That's how bad I am here. They opened up franchises, New York State franchises for off-track betting, they called it, OTB. And they went out of business. It lasted about 20 years. All the corruption caught up with them. They went to the safe to count the money, and there was no money there. And they went out of business. Do you know that the mob offered to buy it back from them, and the government turned them down? They said there should be no other crooks in the land but us. Unbelievable. They busted out horse racing. And you want these, and you expect some extra cash in your paycheck? Do you know what they say the unemployment rate is? What do they say it is? Well, the unemployment rate is doing real good now. It's only 5% or 6%. Okay, let's take that 5%. Let's call it 5. And let's call it 4. Let's call it 3. Let's call it 1. Let's say there's only 1% unemployment. Add 31% welfare to that. You got 32% unemployment. Oh, no, that's a different category. Oh, yes, that's why. It's a category. Yeah, and it's all coming out of your pocket. Don't you feel good when you worked all that overtime and the pay was the same? Huh? Was Obama there with you side by side? Was he helping you unload that truck? Huh? Did he call your brother? Yeah. Okay, let's see what else. James Andrews, Obama and his terrorist organization have money management skills. They manage our money from our hands to their pockets. Oh, 80% reduction in government, you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it. Well, we can't put these crooks out of work. Who's going to take care of them? Oh, man, are we sick or what? Huh? Do we drink our own poison? Okay, Gregory says, he's got a big paragraph here. This stinks to high heaven. There is no limit of contempt that this administration hasn't reset the bar in. Obama, 10 years, don't forget Obama, when he was in the Senate or in the Congress in Chicago, he always voted present. He never made a decision. And he's doing the same thing. Oh, yeah, I'm drawing this line. I have a red crayon. And here's a map of Syria and in my coloring book, and I'm drawing a red line right across. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Putin, listen, my second term of office, you can have anything you want. How about Alaska? Would you like Alaska? How about the Middle East? You know, there's nobody looking after the Middle East. Yeah. I'm not going to see another American die. Nope, I'm going to bed early. How much more obvious can it be made? Impeach the bum and send Lois Lerner to prison. I guarantee you, Lois Lerner gets any inkling that she's going to do time in the big house, the next time you see her on TV, she'll be drunk. And she'll tell you everything. I'll tell you about what these guys did. I ain't going to go up the river. We were after those conservatives. We want to crush the Catholic Church. We want to get all those Baptists. We're going to fix their wagon. We know how to do it. We got our instructions from the Kremlin. The Benghazi investigation has stalled too by design. Trent Gowdy has to find a federal court that will support his allegations and prosecute Hillary. Hillary cannot get off the hook for Benghazi. The bitch of Benghazi with the phony blood clot must account to the people of the United States for the murder of four Americans that we know about. She must account to the people of the United States, and her and her husband both have to account to God for 9-1-1. Those were the Clinton Towers that came down. And while he was being sexually serviced in the Oval Office, the communists told us he could do that and run the government at the same time. Yeah. There's a Jewish saying, I can't say it on TV, but it has to do with when something is up, the brain is buried. Yeah. Unbelievable. She could be publicly disgraced and discharged from office. Our government is so corrupt and ineffective. Let me tell you something. You want to get rid of corruption in the government? You got to do one simple, very simple thing. The only lobby can be in a hotel. And the largest champagne contribution that can be given to any rotten bastard politician is $1. $1, whether you're Joe the Plumber or Jeffrey Immelt from Communist to GE. $1, that levels the playing field. And I guarantee you, your emails will get read instead of being thrown in the garbage. Send them in through our southern border. Let's see what this says. Our government is so corrupt and ineffective, it is shameful. ISIS is on a holy terror, and Obama has to effective plan to address it. Send them in through our southern border. Osama bin Laden made it without a problem. There's another major attack looming. Oh, yeah. The Clinton Towers were first hit in 1993. Osama bin Laden prepared for the takedown of Clinton Towers in 2001. That's 8 years. He practiced, he planned, and I guarantee you that in this New York City, there were al-Qaeda who walked off the World Trade Center, riding the elevators, seeing where the change was to get up to the rest of the floors, guaranteed that they watched the firehouses nearby and timed the trucks going to a fire. I guarantee you they looked in offices in the World Trade Center. Hello, my dear. How are you? Is this the 88th floor? Yes. I had a guy show me a picture of a guy in an Arab outfit taking pictures on the roof of the World Trade Center. He was a Russian. He was afraid to give his pictures to the FBI. Yeah, he was afraid because he knows communists when he sees them. Unbelievable, man. We are so wide open. You know what somebody said? If we get hit again and some of those Libyan planes turn up, over New York, he says, I hope this time our Air Force brings bullets with the planes. You know, the two planes that scrambled all the way from Washington, D.C. did not have weapons on board. How's that? And they met out over the ocean and asked for instructions. You know what the instructions should have been? Crash into any plane approaching. Go for your country, man. Let's see what this guy says. Lois Lerner admitted in some of her recently discovered emails that she doesn't like conservatives and conservative groups and thinks that conservatives are crazy extreme and represent some kind of threat. Yes, that Christian thing. You know, they walk around with crosses and they talk about Jesus all the time. We have to put a stop to that. You know what we should do? Every time. You see that 86-year-old woman down in Florida who was told to take a flag down by the communists in the, what do you call them, HOs? Anybody that's living under the oppression of a condo board should strike a blow for freedom. If they tell you to take your flag down, you know what you do? You put up a second one and a cross. And then ask them, which flag do you want me to take down? Agenda trumps everything else. Lois Lerner, this is puzzling to me. President Reagan proved that conservative principles bring in more revenues to the federal government through job creation, free market competition, and few regulations. They're wiping out the small farmer. They're wiping out the small businessman. They bury them all in paperwork. You got to see what's going on in the hospitals and the nursing homes with all of the government bureaucratic paperwork. And these poor nurses and aides and the doctors, they all got to poop their pants when the state comes in for an inspection and some lazy bastard who's going home early after he harasses the Shiite out of some hard-working nurse who, when he leaves, has to go back and treat 60 patients and give out their medications. He's going home early, and he's picking up a lazy man's pension. Right? Get rid of 80% of the government and 80% of the taxes, and you'll dance all the way to the bank. You'll never believe how rich you just became. There's a lot of people complaining here. I'll finish up with Terry Weston. The scary part is that they don't care. They know that the majority of people are onto them. But with voter fraud rampant, this is one thing that's starting to come up, and I'm hearing a lot about it, and I'm getting real worried. And that's voter fraud. I think we got to have somebody in the media, in the American media, not the communist media, give us an accounting on how honest the voting count is state by state and who's doing the counting. You know that the absentee ballots, a lot of the absentee ballots in Afghanistan never got to the United States. They were found in a ammo dump marked ammunition in crates. That's really screwing the GIs who are dying for us. Your vote doesn't count, and we'll make sure it never gets stateside. They never had an investigation. They never shot anybody. Maybe that's what we got to do. Maybe we got to do what the Taliban is doing. Somebody had a great suggestion. He goes, you know what? Instead of us worrying about getting hit on 9/11, let's hit them on 9/11. Let's pick a few targets. Let's make them poop their pants. On the anniversary of 9/11, we should send a few missiles, like a 4th of July party. Yeah. Barry and his party have nothing to fear. They'll just stuff the ballot box and pay for votes. I saw an article today that down in Texas, they were buying votes with cocaine. Yeah, that's the Democrat Party communion. And then they'll pack the judiciary with far left-leaning judges to cover their butts. I feel in my bones that we have a civil war coming. Savage has got a book coming out called The Coming Civil War. But he's playing it like a civil war of words. Yeah. The left in this country has the only option left is... And that is the only option left. All the wrongs the left in this country have brought on us. It will kick off when Barry declares martial law. You mark my words. It'll kick off when American soldiers are ordered to shoot at their brothers and sisters. And that will come. And they will... Listen, these are the guys that staged shootings to take everybody's guns away. Yeah. Okay. I've said enough. I've fanned the flames of revolution. I have an Arabic Spanish tune called Peace at Last, but I can't play it because I know that the Muslims don't want peace at last. So until that day comes, something's got to give.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be killed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night you'll find out as sure as we live. Something really got to give.
Have a nice night, folks.